Make some noise right now!
Enter! Podcast and Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Musa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
Can anyone ever be bad at sex?
Yes.
If akuna stirring se sex, yeah. Can somebody be bad at sex?
Bungenayo imali, inkawuza ivuki. Uthi ivuka iyapi, yenzani type of thing.
Thank you.
Ngoba bengena imali baya. Yeah. Really? Are there females that are intimidated by sex dolls that you've had?
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry to the father of my children because I said I came. Even if I didn't come, but it's, I'm so sorry. So, ngizokuvakashela, ngizokwenza yeso.
What to learn? You know what I mean? Guys, I'm not safe, yes?
Take your finger here, and then you come. It's a little bit wet, and then you come here slowly.
Now, I see mean, I'm always busy. Give up on right. Give up on in your mind.
Hey, hey, please, welcome to this episode of Dineo on Sex and Stuff.
It's another Tuesday. You know what time it is. It's time for Dineo on Sex and Stuff. Hey, sexies, what's up? We're talking pleasure today, self-pleasure. So this is what I believe. I believe that pleasure is your birthright. No one must ever convince you that you do not deserve to be pleasured. So here on Dineo on Sex and Stuff, we are all givers of pleasure and receivers of pleasure. Joining me in studio this afternoon is Dominic Mabaso, the owner, founder of Honey Bun. You can check them out on Instagram, sure. As well as Nontsikelelo Nxumalo. She's a professional chef and she does a hell of a lot more with chicken, Vienna's sausages than you do with eating them. Sunny Bonanini, John.
Hello.
How are you guys doing? Pleasure, guys. Pleasure. Yeah. Self-pleasure.
Sure.
You're a gent. You decided you're selling sex toys.
Yes.
Anyone can think that's tacky.
Sure.
What's your why?
Ash, so I think for me, how it started, you don't get into it,
is
conversations we'd have, not much chance. Abo. I'd say, I want to stick my tongue up my girl's ass for 30 minutes. Abo. Okay. And then Clambo's okay, pussy.
We're starting all the way.
Yeah. So maybe Usbusi, yeah. So I'd say, that's disgusting. I want to suck toes or whatever.
Yeah.
And Ash, I want to disconnect. So obviously, I get to. Great in sex. I'm not steering sex at all. And
Yabona, I'm gonna pause a ne.
Sure.
I just wanna ask this ask.
Sure.
Can anyone ever be bad at sex?
Yes.
If I'm not steering sex, yeah. Can somebody be bad at sex?
Yeah, I think you can be bad at sex for yourself. You understand? So let's say
okay.
You don't enjoy into a partner, maybe you're not well lubricated,
okay.
Or in terms of your best, you're too loud or communicating,
yeah.
The sex will be bad for you.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And I think umuntu who's bad in sex is a person that doesn't consider their partner.
Okay.
You understand? So, okay. Of course, if I go in there, you know, you're going to feel uncomfortable, yeah. And I suck at sex for you, of course, naturally, you know.
Have you had bad sex before?
Yeah.
Girls that just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. And you know, I have noticed this thing. You know, some girls, I'm often jealous, you know, and I understand some men don't want to get told. It's not an ego to hear me, I know. But some girls actually have that a lot, you know. Okay, please participate.
Yeah.
You know, contribute in making me come.
So understand? Don't just be like a chicken on a grill.
Yes.
And just lay there.
Yes. And listen, you know.
Viable man Nandos.
Yeah, man. So come you see that up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also noticed this a lot, which is, as much as the chat is there about foreplay, But most women don't give as much foreplay as they think they do, you know? Because
How much foreplay does a guy need?
Touch me.
Please teach us. Teach us, guys. Yeah. You know, the purpose of Dineo on Sex and Stuff, right, is we have to learn. I think it's important that we learn.
Sure.
We have to be eager participants as students in this thing.
Yes.
Because siyakhala umjolo ukuthi yo umjolo is rough, umjolo is this, umjolo is that.
True. Yeah.
But umjolo takes a lot of admin, and a lot of the admin falls in the bedroom space.
Yes.
How much foreplay does a man need? How much pleasuring does a man need?
Yeah. I think just as much as a woman does, you know, because we understand you guys have clits, and as a guy, you will never ever understand how it feels to have all those nerve endings, you know. So now the onus is on you. Ungifundisa nam, it's okay, you know, but gentle, a little more pressure, you understand. Yeah. So as you're out, you can suck my dick, give me a massage, look sexy for me, you know. Now uzame ukuthi ung, you know,
but and it girls can't don't be every day, honey.
When I open up for play every day.
Okay.
You understand?
Oh, no, so no. But some of us are sifuni for play every day.
Yes.
Mina ngifuna ukukhuluma manga.
Yes.
Mina sometimes ngifila ngathi mawufika endlini uyo qala ngama toes uze kuma hands. Guys, asime kancane ngene ndabeni.
Yeah.
Hayi ngene ndabeni. Kunini sihloko sicoce phone ni ngikhalela phela ngene ndabeni.
Yes, and Dini, when you have kids, there's no time every time for play, you know? There is that we call quickie.
Yeah.
You're just like, voo, 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 voo.
Some guys can't do quickies. Some guys are like literally marathon runners. Hey, I've learned this.
Yes.
Abanye I quickie 5 minutes, guys.
Yeah.
Mm. And then lababe 1 hour. Ugcina so wish. Yabona le pants lele limpunga le. Lele popular le. So try. Solo umuntu loka epis.
Yeah.
But okay, Dini, on the dry parts, guys, mean I always say, Uguti, I would say, I call it a pussment. Not to say, like, you know, the cake. It have a language. It speaks, you know? It seems like a guy. When you're so stressed, it doesn't stand, right?
Yeah.
When you don't like a person, it does not stand. When you are bored because of the performance of the woman, it does not stand. The cake as well have the language. If a woman is bored, you're going to get dry. If the guy doesn't have money, you're going to get dry.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Underline, if the guy does not have money, is it true or false? Is money a good lubricant?
Yes. It is.
Can I tell you why? Ngicela sicabange lengoma le iParis. And that's why lengoma le mina ngiyithanda. Yabona le iParis, straight off tops, vala marketing.
Yes.
Guys, mau kipa umuntu wakho, umuthi short left. 30 budget, ugiya ku short left, yabo?
Sure.
And Leo budget Leo, I'm for ukuthi uithathe episode discuss amase sibuye. You understand?
True.
Don't compromise me, don't have a best of me, don't nandipa me. Yabo. But ithathe budget ukuthi nje ungikhiphe siye Clarence, yabo.
Yes.
Ungikhiphe siye Paris.
Sure.
Sivala marketing.
Sibela. Sidle imali kube mnandi.
It's a lubricant.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not that we are gold diggers.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Sure.
But sometimes sex in the bedroom only, in the kitchen only, in the lounge only, in this room only, in this house only, it can get boring.
Yes.
But Dini, I also want to say this, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey. That a guy...
Oh, by the way, she flew all the way from Finland to join us. She's a professional chef, Finland-based. Umzulu paka, wala ekhaya, but she's based in Finland. Don't worry. We are 7 at time. Yeah, I can make a interrupt. Uflayile.
Dini.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes on the and about talking about money, you know, I was just like so confused. A guy that is not working, he's a very good worker in the bedroom. Because he have all the time to gather the information to touch you, and he's not stressed about conferences, about work. He's only stressed about the cake. So the guys that are not working, they'll give you the best sex ever in this world. A guy that is working, have money. He have stress about his work, about his boss, about his being a CEO and then he doesn't provide you much.
I think, Ntsiki, let's find out from a guy.
Yeah.
We are sitting here with research on legs.
Mm.
Is what she's saying true?
Hey, I'm going to touch on what you mentioned about foreplay. You don't want foreplay every day, but you mentioned with peli foreplay, I don't have to touch you. Foreplay can start with a good morning text.
Mm-hmm.
I was Thandwa Sam. Joba Ushu to be texting the whole day. So manzi, wena. So grab a single figure. You understand? So, le enyu, look, personally, me, I feel like, bungena imali. Inka uza ivugi. Uti ivuga, yeah, pienza, type of thing.
Thank you.
Uti nababengena mali. Baya. Broke sex.
personal.
We are yes, proc sex.
How does it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mantomazana money in a broke, understand? So, Sayazi,
is it even nice from a broke girl?
Mina, it's sex for me now. It has to do with Lumuntu law, NPZ now. Do you participate in this? Okay. You know, I don't want to feel like sevens, I mean, a pair. Nisa go away, take you on a date, na fresher. No, fresher is not easy. It's panda then. And then when, you know, and I think we need to break this thing, Guti, Uktola is sex. Especially at a certain age, man, like it should be general. But at a certain age, it's sex like melanga ugu begut. Boso unkai keke wena. So un sizel loku loku chole unki tengi funa. Ma keka pa. You understand? Me, I'd rather stay home and masturbate if it's actually roundy and then uso. Bengu chigisu kenile. You know, and I try to communicate.
But you guys are kenile too. You know,
but it's where you talk no muntu. Paganga phone. I think the onus is on you at the end of the day. Do I stay for this? Or I keep trying and if you get better on your via or on your blog.
But some of you guys don't know how to do it in the bed, that you just, in the morning, you fulfill me with money. You just give me money for this, money for that, money for this.
Let's talk about that. Your personal experiences. You seem like you're speaking from a personal experience that you would have a partner that is completely terrible in bed, doesn't make an effort, but in the morning, it's just, okay, well, here's some money. Go, are we a raso it? No mute. Have you experienced? That personal?
Yes. I do not want to embarrass the person that I dated, married to.
Yeah.
But you know, some guys, Dini, when you date them, when you are with them, they prioritize money than the comforts of the relationship, the sexual part.
Is it not because us women make them prioritize money? I mean, here we are, two women in a room.
Yes.
If we're running research, right, we're saying right now, as a sample,
yes,
two out of two women have agreed together and excitedly that money is a lubricant. Mm. So don't we feed them that money matters?
Money matters, but I've been in situations where my man had so much money, X-Men. He had so much money. Dini mina, I would sleep emhlanga with the pelts for 2 months. He would book everything. I'll invite my friends. We had the best time. But sexually, he would just stand and be like, I'm honey. Let's do it. I'll just open the chicken. And then he gets in. 1-2 minutes, he's done. He don't kiss me. He don't romance me. Nothing. You know? But he have money. And I won't be lubricated. Even though he have money, because he just stands and tell me, I'm ready for it. And then we do it.
So then, as women, we confuse men because money is not really the essential lubricant.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
Yes.
So it's not the constant lubricant.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And I've heard this a lot. Because whether umuntu nemal or agana mali, people have slept with broke people. Yes. People have slept with people abanemal. Yeah. But from what I have heard, gakulu laba abachora abanemal gakulu. They lacking sexually.
True.
But now the ladies will make it up. But at least unemal. You know, and they'll stay for that. And
so
I think
true.
You know. Mm. Yeah, you know, because everyone gets excited for Imad. Nah, I'm going to feel Skokwana and sit, hey, brr.
Skokwana.
Yeah, start up. You know, so, look, but it's a choice end of the day. Which I know Skokwana is going to be, but the sex will be back.
So I was on my way here, I was having a video call with a friend of mine who's currently in Dubai, and we ended up male. So we ended up speaking about men and how they feel about penetrative sex toys versus clitoral stimulus sex toys or clitoral stimulating sex toys. Most men, it seems, are comfortable with a sex toy that can stimulate the clitoris, but once it enters the vaginal canal, it becomes a problem. Men feel that lento le isebenza ngomshini, uyayicharja, isebenza ngebattery, mina ngisebenza ngegazi, nginokhathala, nginestress ngapha, A, B, C, D, and the other, and I can't compete with your dildo. Yes. So he says, the issue is with the dildo. Why do men have an issue with dildos? Because I'm not using it to replace you. Mm. So where in your market research, where men are concerned, do you find that amadoda anenkinga ngento engenayo? Especially the nguni men, if I may.
Sure.
Because largely nguni men are the most They're the most stubborn where tradition is concerned. You understand?
Funny.
Sure. So, I think gakul ne. Bongas jela kuti mamela lento lena is not a replacement, but instead I addition. Yabo. And I feel like, let's say mina now is busy together. Yabo. You whip out I dildo engaga, and kona lento zo figure is the most compared with esh. Ushuti angim satisfied, and this is coming from like a lot of
chance. So we're talking size here.
Yeah, can be size. Mm-hmm. You'll be intimidated by the size, and just beg her when I want. Okay, 5 centimeters. Now I don't need 25. And she's enjoying the 25 centimeters, you know, it'll make you feel some type of way. But I always encourage and emphasize in my outfit, Mamela, this is not a replacement. However, Numa, ichera kitengi toy, seachual. Should have a conversation about it. Baby, are you comfortable with this? You know, because mina ngokuzwa kakhulu, a lot of women be like, out here, I'm even a pocket pussy. You know, they don't feel that comfortable.
Really?
Yeah, they really don't. Or use a sex doll, like a big booty with an anal, hole, vaginal opening.
And the mouth.
And the mouth. Yeah, well, some girls don't feel too comfortable. But good.
Really? Are there females that are intimidated by sex dolls that you've had?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and then they question themselves.
Can I tell you why I think it's so important to have sex toys? Because sex carries so much. You understand? In my world of thinking, and this is just me, sex carries energy, sex carries attachment, sex carries the mind.
Sure.
Okay, let's break it down. Sex carries the mind, the spirit, and the behavior. Yes. Right?
Sure.
So if I don't have sex toys, in the absence of my partner, with this wild urge to have sex,
collecting all these.
And collecting.
Sure.
Because it's fine in a relationship, right? We're trying to build something.
Yes.
We have sex, Some relationships, they don't work, some they work.
Sure.
Because even in a marriage, guys, umshado does not prevent humans from humaning.
True. Yes.
Umshato, just because indoda ikshatile, it does not mean he's not a human being. And ubudoda bakhe nokhala kwakhe kuyaphela nawe ezumntosifazana ukhala kwakho kuyaphela. No, we are human beings. Inyama has that there's that lust. We are predators. We are animals at the end of it.
You know, in South Africa, a lot of people are married. Once they get married, hayi mina ngumfazi wakho. And then they don't want to do dog style. They only want to do the chicken style. You get up, the legs are like this. It's like once you get married, you can't explore, you know, to other things. And I usually say to my friends that I like to watch my men having sex with someone
you
else.
You did tell me that you've got these fantasies about watching your man.
I have this fantasy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my man can have sex with someone else as long as I'm there, just to say something different. Because at the end of the day, we have 90% in South Africa of men who are having sex with other people. I'm not saying every woman should do that, but I'm also saying that when you're married, stop ukuba umakoti ushuquli dugu pimifa kumfazi wakhe. When a man wants a dog style, you're like, "Hey, I'm so nesfebe, ngikuzungiphende kanjalo." Kahle wena. Before you got married, you even did it in a car, outside of the car, in the kitchen. Once you get married, uba nokutshela ukuthi sekuba usho ingquza ke manje, you like, "No, mina ngumfazi wakhe, Safika sina madoda siwapetulele. While when are you thinking, mina, I'm the wife. Mina, I'll come and... You understand? Gilash from lands.
Midnight staring.
Exactly. I always say, ukuthi iba is febe sendo dayako. Betula ingruza for in the dayako. Shy dog style for in the dayako. Yenza yonkit piringana for in the dayako. Omunga piringani, uzobiza matuke nge febe. Akson is febe. It's okay to in the dayako ngobo niya titiza. It's okay and then did the things that need to be done in the bedroom. And then finish and clap.
Yeah.
So I go, shouldn't make people look I'm married. Now pussment is closed. Vul. You are only his wife in the kitchen with his parents. You know, the pastor's wives. There's a lot of pastors in South Africa who's sleeping with other women, who's enjoying the bedroom outside. Sisi, I'm telling you. Because the wife. I'm pastor's wife.
Yeah.
Tina, when we see the pastor, we don't see the man of God. We see the dick. Finish and clear.
abonina ke mina bengisacela ukuze exclude ngoba pastor ngoba
never I'm not saying that I'm just hoping for everyone
angibaboni nje ba attractive
abo akazangitshela
ukuthi
so but I'm just saying in reality
100% I hear you
and I feel like with sex man we should keep it alive you know because in relationships also bese ngijola no dinewa manje mina esh ama date aren't as often quality time sabukela ama movie together and all those things they deteriorate but now even in a relationship we try ukuvusa by going away nana so same in the bedroom I understand let's try new things play games buy body chocolate nana just to keep it alive you know and I feel like that's where you learn each other's bodies more and more and more and manje imnandi because once you know how to satisfy yourself you masturbate you can help me out ngokuthi okay we yazi ukuthi you know ithanda okay ngibambelana
yenza kanjani
it opens up the communication
let's talk about that masturbation right I see you brought some toys here I want to take a look at a couple of them while we're on the masturbation talk we're going to have a demonstration can somebody please bring me chicken and those tiny little sausages
you can't call them tiny tiny you cannot
aw Jehovah gune voros gune viana oh yeah yeah so let's you've been holding this butt plug like so comfortably let me take a look at that
mina nje I was getting horny because of it
there are sex toys nami ngifuna ukukhuluma mang there are certain sex toys uyibukile nje you get sexually aroused
yes ukuthi
na and sometimes I understand why men get intimidated by sex toys
true
because once you pop like Pringles you can't stop
can't stop
stop it's like oh my gosh
yeah but it's also like I always tell people ngokhohle ukuthi this thing is not your enemy you know it's your ally So manje if we thembile wena i sex game yakho imagine ufika uphethene wand type of thing you know so it's ashakuntumele is intimidate you know
but I think it's a thing that have to be spoken about before it's introduced because some women let's say for an example uthola umkhaya like a lady from a village and then you come and then you bring the toy she's going to be freaked out like hey bo yin manje lena why he's not doing me with his thing you know but if you have a sex conversation on the WhatsApp or somewhere else and then you get to know each other also with us as ladies like myself I like the toys but I don't like the toy inside me I like it in the clit
stimulation
yeah exactly I feel
also,
like
you don't like the penetrative
toys no,
you don't enjoy them
yes but I always tell women that it's very important to have your own because for me for a long time no man made me come until I did it to myself.
So how many orgasms have you faked? All your orgasms with men?
With men?
Mhm.
But like, you know the guys that I've dated they will know I've been faking since if I say the truth. But maybe I've slept with a couple of guys. I don't want to count my body count, but I would say that the guys that have made me come, they are on this hand. These people I've dated for like 2 years, 3 years, but they didn't make me come. But in each and every relationship I've been in, everyone that I've been with, they think they've made me come.
And
but
it's
a lie, you know? Because I just act like when I'm too horny, when I feel like I'm so wet, I act like, oh, I'm coming. I even say I'm coming.
Yes,
while I know ukuthi it's not.
Why is it so easy to lie to a man sexually? Is your ego that big? Is your ego that detached from reality? But what do na I get some ekhone ele laitileng le laitetse mang. A gona magwa mo mphe heater tu. Na ke a khatse la ke o kopa. Increase heat. Increase. A shi muthalo na o receive di blow job go podcast then chill.
Oh, we in
the situation e ba te mo. Ke kopa maximum heat.
Yeah.
I can take me. We are some into the conversation it body pressure blood pressure is all rise so much mele skotole sonke no way so is your ego that big as a man that it's so easy for you to believe a fake orgasm because you can't tell when it's fake
not all the time clearly ngoba nangu sisi that for years lokhu yabashayishaya you know mhlambe nabo bo brur don't know how an orgasm feels or when from the first time from this bothe you have an orgasm so all the time you do that and I think this problem is two faced because now yena lo sisi lona for 3 years faking an orgasm that can't be it's not okay like it's really not okay
wena usakhuluma 3 years abazali bethu guys ngikusukume ngabazali bethu abo mama bethu and I'm being honest majority of them will die not knowing what it feels like to have a clitoral orgasm.
Sure.
to have a hardcore vaginal orgasm. To have your toes curling.
Sure.
Becoming a
sex
sure.
Sure. Sure. Guys. Sure. 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 Sure.
I feel like it's a bit different now. And I'm not saying lack of orgasms, being on or then, or now, you're talking about these things. I want my phone. We've got the internet. We have all those things. And we even know what, okay, for us to fake an orgasm, and I think the onus is also on you to investigate yourself. Why is good orgasm? Like, that's very unfair. Like, how do you do that? You understand?
In our first episode, I did ask, whose responsibility is your orgasm? I mean, I believe, before I argue with my partner about our orgasms, and not even argue, but before I take the conversation there, I need to understand, how many orgasms have I given myself?
Sure.
What was the process that I went through to arrive at that, giving myself an orgasm?
Sure.
I truly had to explore myself.
Yes.
But I had to spend time with myself.
Yes.
Take this thing. Sometimes you massage the wrong spot.
Yes.
Then you move it around. Then you find the right spot.
Yes.
Then when you think you are almost there, then you lose the spot.
Sure.
Then you've got to start again.
Sure.
So it's a process.
It's a process.
But then village people don't have access to dildos and don't even believe in them, you know? So we got a lot of people who are so uneducated about sex that they don't know what a coming is. In my platform, in my pages, I do try my best to tell people you should buy dildos, you should buy this.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those women. Okay, I don't want to lie. The first time I had my first orgasm, it was with an old guy, a white guy in Richards Bay.
Yeah.
He actually had something, it's called a cock ring. He put it on his thing. It was like this. And then when he did me, I was so angry at him because I had the feeling that I've never had. I already had my first child. And when I heard this thing...
You were angry.
I was angry at him.
Feeling, at the feeling made that, to feel good.
Exactly, because I didn't understand what was happening with me. He just kept on fendering me. If you're not a Zulu person, I'm sorry. But he was just fendering. And I had this thing. Hey, bo. I was flying, my sister. And he was old. I didn't like him. It was a matter of he was paying for my apartment.
Yeah.
And he was giving me money.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it was
like
kind of
honesty.
Exactly. Yeah. It was kind of like me saying thank you to him.
Yeah.
You know, when, and it was like maybe we were together for like 1 year, but not together because he was just an old white Africana guy. Mm-hmm. So from time to time, like once in 3 months, I'll be like saying thank you because I knew he liked me. He took me like his girlfriend, but I didn't take him like my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So from time to time, I had to say thank you with my cake. So when there was one time we slept, it was a normal kind of like sexual thing and he came. And then this other time he had this ring he had on him. Hi bo, umokai. I was feeling like I want to hold him. Hi. Ooh, hi bo. I hated him.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I didn't want to sleep with him again.
But it felt good.
It felt good, but I didn't understand it because I didn't know what was happening with my body.
Sure.
I hated him because I wanted
when
to...
When was the first time you masturbated yourself and realized that actually what that guy was doing is exactly this? This is the feeling.
Because I'm so sorry to every guy they said in Europe. But when I got to Europe, I was dating white people.
Oh, I'm king and sham.
You know, for the last 11 years, I've been dating white guys. And when I got to Europe, Dini, it's not like in South Africa where people are judging you for smoking cigarettes. I'm 33 years old. When people are watching, when I got to Europe, I bought my first toy, which was, I call it a microphone. I still have it.
Is it the one you have on your Instagram page?
Yes,
the big white
it's like,
one.
Yes. Every Sunday.
On a rainy day.
And I'm so sorry to my mom if she's going to watch this. Every Sunday, I close my door and then I will take that. I don't put it inside. You can even see it on my Instagram that it's so big, you know. So I just put it and then put it on my clit. And the first time I came, I was like, why did I hate that old white man that made me come, you know. And I'm so sorry to the father of my children because I said I came. Even if I didn't come back, it's I'm so sorry. So and then when I came, maybe I did it 3 times.
Can we talk about introducing sex toys in a relationship? Because I'm on by a sub. And I tell you why. Ganingi, when you try and introduce, sometimes when you try and introduce sex toys in a relationship, for some people, you're accused of being
Sure.
And even men, Umdeslisa will come in home and try and introduce something new.
Yes.
No mama sendle. Then it's like we funde kubani, we funde la uhamba khona. Ndaba yakho lokuhamba ebusuku, don. These are things that create blockages in our relationships when we are just trying to have fun.
Sure.
We go into the internet, we have conversations with our friends. Mm. You know, we learn things ngokumamela, we learn things ngokubuka sometimes, not always doing.
Yes.
Just because I'm introducing a new toy, it does not mean I've tried it with somebody else. Yes. It means maybe I read about it, I saw a video about it, I spoke about it with my girlfriend, somebody suggested it, recommended it, and then here I am. Maybe sometimes even with my therapist.
Yes. Yes.
I've said, you know, my partner and I are struggling left, right, and center. Then the therapist will say, why don't you try introduce this, that, and the other? Then ngizamege.
Sure.
Is this one
Sugit.
Mostly?
So now, about this thing, I've heard
Guti,
I'm out of fucked up.
So
now, but what I always say, Guti, if unomuntu wako, dinero sna dress is chola, you wanna introduce toys. We are ngazi ngumuntu onja. You understand? Nakumuntu wako yamazi. So you know what bangafe ugu Tom, kabe ngit dildo engaga. It's still new, man. Then you work your way around me. Look, you can easily say, make it seem, I'm just not but dumb sometimes, make it seem like it's my idea. You want something, hey, I'm a dice lava. And chances are,
how do I make it seem like, how do I make it seem like these things are your idea?
Why Landa Liz is too sad?
How do I make it seem like all of this is your idea?
Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
So if you looking at a post and you say, "Eish, lento lena ngiyesaba. Hey, angazi ngifila kanjani ngalento lena." Like introduce the conversation according to how your person is. Omunye umuntu ngafika ukuthi, "Hey baby, me ufuna ukuzama anal plug." That's okay, sure, let's go, baby girl, you know.
I like them when I'm really gasape.
Yeah.
It's lekker when I'm there.
Sure, my
this thing.
Shandis Leone. Yeah. Yeah, but I think you know your person.
True. Yeah.
And even some women aren't as comfortable with me introducing Mkhambo to K. I want to come with bondage things.
Okay.
So, shape BDSM manje. I want to tie you up. I want to do all those things. And then, I'm going to tell you something unfair. You understand what I'm trying to say? So, I think intambo would be the equivalent of a dildo in cool.
Now, so I'm going to tell you crime and investigation channel.
You understand?
I know we're not supposed to be asking you questions. You're supposed to be asking out, but I want to ask you have you done the anal?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I'll tell you,
honesty.
I have to be honest. And can I tell you something?
Yes.
There was a time when I used to be that person that says, you'll never touch my behind.
Yes.
If you want to be with my behind, you might as well be gay. Guys, no.
Especially in SA, you get judged.
Guys,
if you have done it in the anal. I've done it too. I've done it with a German guy. Didn't tell me about yours before I tell you about mine.
Mina, yeah. I won't tell you the details of my anal experiences.
Okay.
Because there's a number of them. But I'll be honest with you. If you lose your insecurities and you divorce yourself from all your insecurities.
Yes.
If you relax every muscle in your body.
Sis.
Ne? And if you trust your partner and you have to be... I've never done it with just a random Joe.
Yes.
No.
Sure.
You must trust your partner.
True.
For me, it's more attractive when... And I always say to my partner, sex man imunate haina le rato kamahari. You know, haina le love. Sing,
love and janky.
I've never done the, we just come fresh from the club, one night stand, let's go.
No, you can't.
No, I don't play like that.
You have to know each other.
Yeah, you know, maybe, okay, I'm turning 40, let me not lie. Maybe twice I've done that. Yeah. It didn't feel good. I felt like I betrayed myself. So it's like I stayed away from that.
Sure.
But iba mnandi mau relaxile man and uyam tembo muntu wako and I know you two need discussile ukuthi siyazama ke.
Sure.
You understand?
Yes.
And yabona mass signal jwala futhi ngaphakathi.
Yeah.
Mathi
and
ophuma ku groove nomuntu wako. Uyabona man ku groove nomuntu wako ne? Niyanqabuzana le bese umnyanya manje labuye bese umnyanya manje ngithatha ama video.
No mina mangiphemile.
Niya order.
You want a thing.
Uyabona ne? Bese basifika endlini. Who bend it like Beckham, who pretzel stance and don. Sure. Yes, I have.
Sis.
And it's nice.
Sure.
It's nice when you and your partner are on the same mental, emotional, physical wavelength.
And communication is very important.
Yes, yeah.
No communication.
And there's a lot of lube.
Yeah.
Yes, true. Mina, I did it with a German guy. And my guy, we have had... the guy was from Germany. And we have like had like couple of meetings.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call our thing like we were in a deep relationship, yeah. but we sing each other all the time. He would go to Germany and come to South Africa for like 3-4 months, and then
those ones are kinky, hey?
Very
those
very,
German ones. Very. Can I tell you? I traveled recently to New York with my toy.
Yes.
We did a layover in Frankfurt, Germany.
Yes.
Nanamhlanje, I'm waiting for my toy. I'm a German. I'm with him. I'm a sex toy. I'm airport. I'm missing my luggage. I'm missing my luggage. Whoa, we sex toy.
Very, they are very
cute. Kanjan, compact. E right, kanjan. Bite tat. Mm-hmm.
Most of Europeans are like that. So yeah. my German guy, he was like, please don't judge me. I'm not gay. I'm not bisexual. But I just like it in the back. And I just, that time I thought I was ugly and I was insecure with myself. For the fact that I had a white guy and he was so handsome, full of tattoos.
Rachel, move to your mic.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. And I was so insecure with myself. So having him, it was like, anything he wants, I'll give him. You know, like I have a white guy. He's so handsome. He's from Germany, overseas. You know, in South Africa, it was so popular too. I mean, it was like a thing if you had a white guy. So I kind of like said everything. Okay. Then he asked me, please take a shower. Before we do this thing. And I went and I did a proper shower. After that, he was so gently. He kept on telling me in my ear, you are so beautiful. Oh. Now, mind you, I just finished high school and I didn't have any black guy who was telling me I'm beautiful. So hearing this thing, you are so beautiful, while his cucumber was entering in my thing, it was like, oh my God.
Then what do we call the behind?
I just say it's a sim 2. You know, there's okay. sim 1 and then there's
sim 2. Sim 2. Okay, sim 2.
Fair 2. Mm. And then he was pushing in the sim 2 and I was like, okay, janky.
Did he use lube?
He did a lot of oil. Yeah. It wasn't a lubricant such. It was oil.
What oil?
Baby oil. It was the baby oil.
Is that safe? Can we talk about safety with
it is.
Things?
It is coconut oil mm-hmm. and the baby oil. I hate that we are promoting them. But baby oil and then the coconut oil mm-hmm. is very safe. Okay. Very safe. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to leak it, if it's safe, but the coconut oil is even safe if you're going to leak it.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. Yeah, coconut oil.
So he did the baby oil. Yeah. A lot of it's behind and he kept on whispering in my ear and then he would lick my neck. It made my nerves so calm that when he was pushing, I just kept on being relaxed. I just kept on listening to what he was saying in my ears and to what he was doing in my neck.
Can I ask you a question? Eating.
Yes.
Had he penetrated you vaginally before he went to Sim 2?
Yes, we have been seeing each other for a while.
Oh, so he's been with Sim 1,
yes,
Sim 1, Sim 1,
yes,
and then
yes.
to Sim 2.
Sim 2, it was just like a conversation that we had, and he said, I'm not gay, but I'd like to do it in the behind.
Why do we think that men who enjoy anal,
yes,
not receiving anal, but some do, heterosexual men, so there are heterosexual men that don't mind their women wearing straps, right? Because sex toys are, there's so many of them.
True.
Why do we think that men that enjoy Sim 2 penetrative sex or giving Sim 2 penetrative sex are possibly homosexual?
I think it's that idea, which we know, which gay people penetrate or give mm-hmm.
tops and bottoms,
understand? True. So I think that whole idea just paints that if you shy anal, but it's not the same thing.
Where in the mind is it like a mental thing?
No,
or is it just like, you know, I'm not into guys?
I think it's tradition.
Yeah, because I want to find this to learn about Umtinzila, I'll call that Sim 2. What is Sim 2?
Yeah.
Your chair might as well be.
Well, we can say the anus. I mean, yeah, come on, guys. We must call it what it is. Yes. So it's called the anus.
It's different to what you're attracted to. So imagine if my dick gets hard for women and it doesn't get hard for Utsepo. I'm not into that. So if I eat your booty hole, I'm eating your booty hole because I'm attracted to that. You know, and I don't think it has anything to do with. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with liking, you know, out or in this one.
Yeah, because it's weird. Women don't get those sorts of questions, hey? Mm. I know for a fact that I'm not into women.
Yes.
It's in me.
Yes.
There's no heartbreak I could receive or go through with a man that will make me say, okay, now I'm going to try being lesbian. It's not, for me, it's not a switch on and off. Yes. I'm not into women.
Yes, true.
I'm just not.
True.
Have I kissed girls? Yes. Great, but I'm not into women.
Can I kiss you?
But I know for a fact I'm not into women. And I'm into guys. I like what being with a man feels like.
Yes.
Holistically, 100%.
Sure.
Whether it's in Sim 1, Sim 2.
Sure.
For heaven's sake, it could be in my tear duct. I mean, it could be in my ear. If it could take it.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
It's coming from a guy. And I will chow you like nobody's business.
Really?
I will let you sit on my face anytime, honey, you want.
So do you like girls?
I like men and like girls.
What kind of girls do you like?
I like S. I'm an S person.
So I'm not your type?
No, you are my type. Because
what part of me without S is your type? Because I don't got no freaking ass. ain't no ass over here.
I would say that, no offense to any women out there, I have my stomach too, Nkosami, I have two kids. But we shouldn't promote obesity, you know? And it's okay if you're comfortable with who you are in your body. But for me, the boobs doesn't matter. You have to be a little bit slim, and if you have big bum, I just like touching them, and
Can you relate
to women and to being booty. Sexy? I mean, I
you like booty.
Yeah,
I'm also not your type.
I'm not sure about credit. I was saying young kid to right. As long as I feel like for me, Ucher or Grand is a person that participates. Because I mean, I take my sexual life
that's
very seriously.
How do you see that she can participate?
No, I am not person kuluma. So if I'm busy now, come give me. I also want to enjoy.
So you are attracted to any woman that you see until you are in the bedroom.
No, I'm not saying that. So I'm saying my type, more than physical even, is the type of person you are sexually.
But how do you know?
Exactly.
Let's say Sisekonga.
Yes.
Gisgogele nje, ngiyasijayivela nje. Wazi kanjani nje ungibona.
No, of course you won't know, but also ngibuza body type yami. So what you guys are asking?
Yes.
No, I'm asking ukuthi wena you uthanda umuntu participate-ayo, but uma uhlangana nayo straight wazi kanjani ukuthi lo
uyaphisa. No, hayi, phela participation sengikhuluma ngabe sesi.
Oh, mase si together.
Bese si da. Okay. You understand.
And what is your type?
Eba muhle.
Memuhle. Sibahle nje nathi bethu. Ngayo type.
Sibahle kanjani like.
Yeah. So if you're asking if I'm a boob guy or an ass guy, amabele a grand and sometimes you wouldn't know grand from afar for me in a personal.
Yeah.
Yabo, yeah, but sometimes no go about too much kancane yabo. So yeah, so busy.
So how's it with this trend of BBLs when I BBL?
Eish, I know. Elibunzi skwele zana sometimes.
Mina izofa kuma earthquake asethekini nina nokeni flyer lapha ngiyofaka ibulo.
Hayi, lezi ayibunde zana zino kuma square sometimes.
Is it?
Yeah, I know.
So you don't see it and you think
BBL.
Because a lot of women do these things for men. They don't do these things for themselves.
Sure, sure.
They want to be liked.
Yeah. No, for me personally, BBL, Ash, yeah, no, look. When I'm petite, you know, that's my type.
I tick, okay, yeah, petite, corn and apple.
She's just saying that we don't feed.
It's corn and apple.
Lento, Lena, obo yukulu, mane. Uguti, ama, Ash, communication. I know we throw this term around very loosely.
Yeah.
It's not that easy to communicate. You know, and I feel like with masturbation, you can communicate better because you have to kuluma ngani.
Yes.
You know, you masturbate, you know what to touch, what
to
yes, you know. And I feel like I gabi, but I don't think orgasm yakho is my responsibility. Gangago, if you are not invested
in your partner is responsible for your orgasm. Sisi puti, fundi mzimba wako.
Yeah.
True.
Funda mzimba wako.
Sure. And as it is, this might sound a bit. Only a couple of girls have given me orgasms. Most orgasms, when I just landed,
Explain to me. I find this very interesting. Explain to me.
Tell us.
Like orgasms, about cherry that have given me.
Yes.
Next, until I come. Very few. Whenever I come, more often than not,
Hold on. I really want to hear this. So, Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm actually about our sister. About Nagi and Tolen.
Yeah.
They'll see what's
out. Nagi,
yeah. What's out is coming. What? As if we can't tell. Oprur. We ask my lion's in. Stroke up.
Really?
We have it okay. So, and then when, because you see on Twitter.
Ha.
Kuluma,
guys.
At, yeah, yeah. This nigga never made me come for 2 years. As if. Ooh, yeah, now he was coming. And Umchita was making sure. Wow. Every single time I was making sure.
So sometimes you know? Say, yeah. Look, actually,
yeah.
If you are a woman and a guy is doing you, you touch your clitoris, it bruises their ego. It's like you don't feel him when you are helping yourself, you know?
During the
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ask a guy to do a masturbation on himself so that you can know how to stroke him. I have this thing that you can't hold.
Yes.
A sausage like a microphone. You have to hold it like this. However, there are guys that wouldn't want you to hold it like this. They want you to hold it like this. But how do I know him when he's stroking himself, how he holds himself?
Okay, so let's ask him because he's a guy in studio. What's the best way to masturbate a penis?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the best way to give a hand job?
And a blowjob.
Yeah, ungang penis ngatyang.
And in kala ni ang judging ama braces ne, gumnandi like hi.
Sure.
I gumnandi like hi. Yeah.
I wanna hear this one.
Yeah. And imagine things of kulumela. I think
most of the guys.
Most about.
Yeah.
Things kulumela mean. Me, I like it very sloppy. Falamati man.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
And I don't ungang press imagine ngatulwa nami. You understand? And imagine if I
with a hand job.
With the hand job. With okay. The hand job.
So, microphone or just 2 hands?
So,
you want a grip?
Yeah.
Okay. The whole grip?
Yes.
You see, that's why I like having conversations with guys also. Yeah. See?
Sure.
Because Tina, it's not quite a sign of stays in Japan, a singer, Mantomazana song.
Yeah, I know.
But some guys, they like it like this.
Yeah.
You're going to see on the comment section.
That's fine.
Sure. Yes,
fine.
So, the important thing above all of this is the communication.
Yeah.
Because I can say I like it slow.
True.
And
true.
Then upruru, I'm trying a pro job.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think communication is the best way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what's the problem, Dini? When you ask the guy, Uguti, baby, are we bambe we nagangan? You know, like, baby, can you show me? They'll be like, ah. And you ask a guy, do you do masturbation? No, I don't.
Oh,
the thing is,
Nama. Hey, come out here, skomora, and it's a skomor.
Unama.
Because now you see with masturbating, I mean, I like dollars.
And that's
high school.
He's full of guys and he laughing.
As full then, you mouth dollar wona guy.
Ah, high school. Because when you
wona guy, no matter high school, when I was high school, when I was 27.
I think I was 15. PE class,
okay, cool.
How many years? Cool. Oh, you guys must masturbate. But he told us, "Kuti, mamelan, this will come in handy." Yeah, I understand because the penis is muscle tissue. Yeah, lapo. We exercise, and you know how to control yourself. You understand because you know. Ugu okay. Can we bugle upon him now? Hey, anga be ready. Ugu tingi. Yeah, was ugu.
Okay, so now I want to come to this topic. If you can control yourself when you are by yourself and watching porn by yourself, why can you not hold off for me?
You can. I tell you about Tabas Komor. Abanga funos Komor. Bagwas ugu okay. Balance manje ugu tipe. Pelangi ugu tibo zukshi sanjega iwan.
Yes, mara amanya ma words ng language yetu ano ba graphic? Mabagati score more ang ati ng palama din. Mabagati masturbate. I feel like, okay, well, we're having a decent conversation.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Man, mele, ooh. And mara na kona singa koto. Ech, cause, ay, gabi ne. Hey, women are so quick to point fingers at gents.
No, this is true. This is true.
Omunye mundi lang uspatila ushuge lang kosi yam. When I'm to London, I'm going to say, oh, now I'm going to say, oh, now I'm going to well, but now the thing is,
but why don't men communicate? Let me ask you this, and I think this is a very serious matter. If a man is stressed, because sometimes it goes soft during the act, ne? Why don't you talk to your partner and tell them what you're going through? If you can't go hard, why don't you talk to your partner? If it goes soft during the act, why don't you talk to your partner to say, baby, get swing, I get A, B, C, D, and E. Why do you leave me to feel insecure about myself as though I'm not attractive? Maybe there's something wrong with my coochie. Maybe there's something wrong that I'm doing. And at that time, I get a midnight staring woman on top.
Yes.
Why don't you talk to me?
The couch.
Because we have to communicate, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. The sex ukuthi ibe good idinga I communication.
Yendoda.
Akusile izinto kuphela ama toolbox. Nomlomo kumele usebenze.
Let's be honest, it's not that easy. It's not that easy because now every gent has heard how women talk about it out engavukelwa fandi one fandi
but
one.
You guys and are the most who speak about us having a hole. Big hole.
Wait, okay. I hear you.
Mm.
I hear
you. Hey, sis.
I'm a diamond.
Sis.
Yeah. As you are okay, mina am busy now. Unenkinga nami mhlambe ngiyakujulukela ngiyakusinda ngishaye zona wadodwa uhambe wena utshela uDineo uthi Dineo hey you saying the right thing but to the wrong person awuzi kimi and mina I'll check social media yonke lento lena nawahleka ama out
if wena asiphume kubantu ngaphandle asikhulume nga this moment mina nawe siyajola baby all right we're in bed we're doing the deed
sure.
Right all of a sudden you go soft why don't you talk to me immediately after in that moment, why do you keep quiet? Why do you almost like, it's almost like you want me to believe it was my fault. And therefore you quiet, you don't say anything. Why don't you explain to me why you went from hard to soft during the act?
That's another thing, you know. And mhlambe communication yenu
is mhlambe guys singunu.
No,
I dinewo guys. Ikhatsha bafethu buka. I don't know what tribe you are. Yeah. I think you're Tswana. But as a Zulu, but as a Zulu, 100% Zulu. In our culture, sex is like a disgusting thing that shouldn't be discussed. Let's go back on being raped. You can't talk about it because you feel ashamed, you know? Yeah. And also, let's talk about the pleasure of it and talking about it. No man is taught that they should communicate. It's like a sex is that thing under the carpet, you close the doors and then you do it. And our grand, whatever, back in the days, they never spoke about it. So the generation that is now, they just feel like, hi, let me go and hit one and sleep. You're hitting one on a tree or what? But you can't blame them because in our community, you can't talk about sex.
I think in this day and age, I can blame them. I do want to blame people in this day and age. I want people to hold themselves accountable for the sexual insecurities they put their partners through. Mm. And that's why this platform, I think we need to hold each other accountable. Mm. You need to be held accountable. If you're going to be intimidated by the sex toy in this day and age, baby, talk about it. Hold yourself accountable for your insecurities. Talk to me. Open up. This is not our great-grandfathers and the great-greats and the great-greats. Then maybe if I was born in another time, yeah, also the information, I'd be exposed differently. But right now, I do want to blame somebody. I do want to blame my partner to say, why do you allow me to have sexual insecurities when you know you're the problem? No. When you know you're the one who's stressed about this contract that's not being signed. You're the one who's stressed about a shortage of money. I mean, men lie about the size of their bank accounts when we first meet. Women lie about their looks. We all have wigs, makeup, this, that, and the other. Our boobs are in beautiful bras. The minute we get home, then you first. The first truth that you see about a woman is when you take her home the morning after. Mm. That's when you see Bese umfazi uzwazi iqiniso ngebank balance yomuntu wakhe 9 months into the relationship. Sekhamba isikhathi ukuthi lo bhuti unamanga. Ayikho imali la. So we lie. But once we are over that, who's to be held accountable?
Yeah, and you know, lento ekhuluma yona igrand.
Asikisi ngathi ngikhomba
ngoku. It makes sikhomba ngepip. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But now let's not forget ukuthi about all of those job kulumuthi in this day and age, it's easier for us to talk like this.
There's information out there, guys.
But now abanye abantu are from look, besides that, ngakhohlwa there's still religion behind it. There's still culture. There's still all these things. But look, it's a new concept for other people. About some people believe ukuthi uJesu ungibhekile bengisikomora, and it's hard to overcome that. Boso uhamba isikhathi, you know, it can't be a thing ozoyenza kanje. You know, uyasifundisa kancane.
Jesus is watching you when you're having sex, but yeah. Jesus is not watching you when you're giving me a child without marriage. Interesting.
Yeah, no, some people we can't run away from the fact.
These are the blockages, right?
Yeah, it's gone. And imagine fana nokuthi kulomuntu ababa anxious, they have sex, yes, but they're still so anxious. And they say khona ngibe mnandi, anxious, you understand. So all these things are still there. You know, I think you can point fingers at your partner that you communicate with. You know, because there are some people that kufana nabantu abadala, bofika endlini ukhulume ngesex, ngathi uyadelela, uyathukana endlini. Understand? And it's very hard to just cut off into oyibhelivayo or into okhule uyazi ukhulume nomunye umuntu. Mhlawumbe wena angwazi esithi usalukazi sakuphi kuphi. It will be very hard for me to talk to you about anal plugs because I don't know how you're going to react and look at me and say I'm disrespecting you type of thing.
100%.
You know? So it's a bit, it's touch and
look,
go.
Look, I want to be very sensitive towards people and their blockages, but there's no more time for that. I wish people would look into themselves and realize that there's no more time for judgment where your sex life is concerned. There's no more time for shame. There's no room for it, actually. You can create time for it, but there should no more... Don't allow room for judgment, shame, and all these other things. Guys, sithwele kanzima emhlabeni. I am going through too much to still go through the most with my sex life, with my partner. Because that is an area that is a playground that we are creating together to release ourselves from all these other stresses. Now I must come home and still deal with sexual insecurities imposed on me because you don't want to open up your mouth and say, then why are we in a relationship if we can't talk?
But also, Dini, the trans makes us as women not be fully in this situation. Let's say this is my man. Now I have a wig, right? Which I've made a video before. You come to your man, you are busy doing this. Sisi.
Sebenza.
Sebenza.
What do
No man wants to have it bitten off.
You can't come. You can't make a man enjoy. Why are you thinking about the jabs that you have in your head? That means...
Can I be honest with you?
The man is hitting a doggy. You're thinking, he's going to pull my head. You're not going to come.
I've had those moments before. I've had those moments before where my sexual insecurity was so high that I'd be like, we don't play where the hair is concerned.
Then you go, you come. You can, honey. When you are busy doing the do, see. And then you concentrate. He. You're doing the doggy. He's not pulling your head. You are a fool in the moment. You are a fool in the moment, my sister. Fool in the moment. You're just thinking about my frontal. My frontal. You're not even gonna move. He's the only one moving. Only thing you do is. Pull the wig off. This frontal shit thing is not good for the bedroom.
Okay, do you guys care about that?
Look,
do you guys care about our stretch marks? Do you guys care about how our wig is sitting? Mm. Do you guys care about how we look without our wigs and how different the contrast is?
And abantu bahlukile dina ungayikhohlwa lebo. Mhlawumbe khona iRT esithanda vele le type akafuna ukubona mistake, bone contour namhlanje angifuna uze ngekhala le different kusasa. Uhlala unjalo, you know. But I think
Mara sonke siyahlanya when it comes to sex.
Ah, so ungabona abantu bazenza ngathi there when they.
Yeah.
Yeah, new. Mara as you just ngimela ngasiphodle. But another thing we shouldn't forget, man. As much as city communicate. It's not that easy because now ukhumbule there's sex and mental health also, I understand.
Yes, yes.
So if how's sex and an anxious person, how's sex with the person on a PTSD? Yeah. How's sex with the person that has depression?
Yes.
And all those things are very different, you understand?
Yes.
Because now, if you need depression...
I like that you're taking
it
there.
You get a sense of... Sometimes you get to a point where it's often no geza for 5-6 days. And then how are you going to feel when... There's already that on top of that, you understand? So all these factors come into play as well. Yabona. And if... Europe, you're very fantastic.
We're hungry. Yeah.
You see, those things also exist. You understand? So it's easy if I walk in the stick of the situation. Because umuntu on a PTSD, ne trauma, I understand what's against the alien and all those things. So for me to come. I can come and say, Mara, come on, just do it. Vola took spank. I can talk to him, something happened. Me spanking, if you understand, as I'm
100%.
Yeah, so,
have you done a threesome, you know, because we just shared.
I've never done a threesome. And I'm the type of person who has no interest in having threesomes. That's not a space that I like to play in. I don't want to know how dangerously jealous I can become. I don't want to know how... I don't, because most of the horror stories that I've heard about threesomes, generally most of the time, they don't end...
Well.
on a high note. They don't end where they start, sure. You know? It's a nice thought. Yes, we're liberated sexually. I like my intimacy and my pleasure between me and my person. Mm. I don't like third parties. I'm loyal to a fault even in relationships. Like, I think everybody knows I don't cheat, I leave. I was married. I've been getting divorced for longer than I was married. I've been getting divorced for 2 years now.
Yes.
And I was married for less than 9 months. I'm like that. I make
you married Chris, now.
I'm not married now. There's talks about it, but I mean, I can't be in a polyandrous marriage. I need the one guy to let me go first before I continue with the other guy. So yeah. I've not done a threesome. I've had a guy that I dated who used to have fantasies about me being gangbanged. And I'm like, nah, not up my alley. So I think our sexual values are different. I'm not sure if we can continue.
Sure.
But you've had a threesome. I know this for a fact.
Mm. Yeah, I dated someone for a while.
Yeah.
And my fantasy is to watch my man having sex with someone else.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you. And I once in Europe, actually not in South Africa, of course, because in South Africa, guys are so stubborn. And I shared this with my partner that I would like...
But you know what? Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
South African men have a lot of work to do with their sexuality and their sexual confidence is concerned. A lot of work to do.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
Straight up. South African women aren't as great as they think. You know? Yeah.
Where sexual relations are concerned, South Africa is on a cheater's trend. That's not the only way to enjoy sex. To cheat on your partner.
Sure.
Now we are a community and a society of just the best way who's in John Jay, cheat, instant HIV test. Yeah, I'm fine. I got your post on my group. Oh, no, school. Yeah, it's a blot. And then you can get your picture, your post on my group. No, there's so many ways to enjoy sex.
Can I disagree?
Our sexual culture, this side, I find, in terms of where I've traveled,
I disagree.
Okay.
I
just. Tend to follow this thing of a man is a provider, a man is a leader. So when you get to the bedroom, you also as a woman gonna titsiza. Because now he doesn't know what he's doing, you know? And as much as sometimes when a guy is coming with a new style, you kind of like question, where did you get this? Because I've been with you for a long time. But at the same time, Dineo, if you get a guy that comes in the bed and he just get on top of you and then he doesn't want to do doggy, he doesn't want to lick you, he doesn't want to do this. Gag over no jump and you see your cozy peep.
What?
Come on,
no, because you can't work your titties.
No, but you can. You can. That's what I disagree with you. It will be his first and last time.
Sasaba.
It will be his first and last time. Because for me, now, if a guy is a little bit timid and shy, bring him out of his shell. If your female partner is a little bit timid and shy, create an environment that's conducive enough for the non-shy side. Guys, we all have a yin and a yang, a black and a white in us. We all have a good and a bad. We all have a clean and a dirty. If you look at a human being and you stick around them long enough, you'll realize that actually there's layers to this person. And it's your responsibility, Mina, I feel it's your responsibility in any relationship to create an environment where your partner can flourish.
But Mina, now we had a conversation at the backstage. Uguti, this content, I'm doing the same content, right?
Yes.
On social media. And people think, Uguti, gistarink. I'm this person, wah. Well, I'm not. And right now, as you are in it, they think, Uguti, you are ching chang. While you are not ching chang.
I'm not.
It is because our men think like that. And it makes us so scared. Uguti, velu figure nje, uvule, umkibele, umfende. Because you're thinking, Uguti, so kabang gutai wena, we porn star, or you are selling yourself, or katu born. You've been seeing things, you know?
You know,
so
if
it's
you
scary
ask me
to do it.
If you ask me, Dineo, why have you bought, I love these toys, by the way, these are all my favorites, right? I really like vibrators. I love vibrators. They hit the nerves quite well. I'm not too big on dildos, but I've got dildos. If you ever ask Dineo, why did you ever buy dildos?
was to learn. You know what I mean? Guys, I'm not safe, yes? I'm a teacher, I'm Sanjali. That's your cause, I'm attacked. I bought dildos to learn sex positions by myself.
Oh.
Yes, that's why I've got dildos.
So you're a fan.
Particularly the ones that you can plug on the walls, the ones that you can plug wherever to learn. Okay, so woman on top, how far can my thighs go?
Very important, Dini.
How long can my thighs go, right? Do I have stamina for this? I practice on my dildos. Before I go and give my man a treat, I'm a practicer. I like to see how far we can push things. And that's why I like sex toys.
I hope you are not this woman who thinks you should be doing this.
Well, how should we
be doing it? Concentrate on the legs. Let me take my shoes off. This is how you do. You should concentrate on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you open the legs and you go down. Yeah. Before, okay. I would concentrate. You understand?
I mean, is it not?
The legs have to be, you know, go down, you know, down. If your legs are not moving, you are just doing this.
You do, as a man, do you agree with this?
Hey, she got sugar and bonaga to twins and done it. What?
Yeah, I'm important. So that means there's no expert with sex. It's what works for you and your partner, isn't it? Or you and your partners. And I hope if it's partners, you're keeping it safe.
Sure.
Let's come to toys and demonstrations. Okay, you've already opened the floor for us for demonstrations. Let's kick it off. Here we've got a chicken.
Yes.
You've already started with demonstrating for us what we should focus on in terms of women on top and how we should give a blow job now, or a hand job.
Yes.
Mina,
because I'm a chef, a European chef, the cuisines that I deal with.
And well done on that, by the way. I really love the fact that you have a solid profession and you love it and you're good at it and you're successful at it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have a degree on cooking. So I use the food to express myself. As you know, the industry can block you, can restrict you if you just go in and like... I use the chicken. Chicken is the best. First of all, a man out there, when they are doing our clitoris, when you are done with him, you feel like inclusive, the cake is so full and he feels like he did a good job, but Dini, when you are touching the chicken, here's the chicken, here is the main part. Like, usually
this
you guys,
the
clitoris, they come and do this.
Can you like
you know, like...
Well, I think also because they see female porn stars.
Yes!
In porn.
A performance.
You see women go like this.
Like this.
I've tried this so many times. It doesn't work. I feel nothing.
Sure.
Instead, you feel a little bit of pain because... I always say clitoris is the same as ikinri, the men's part on top.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very gently. Also, the clit, you have to be very gently. So when you touch it, first of all, your romance has to be amazing and fantastic. And then this part will be a little bit wet. So you stick your finger here, and then you come, it's a little bit wet, and then you come here slowly.
And I agree with you. A lot of guys make the mistake that they don't scoop the natural lubricant from the rest of the coochie to the clitoris.
Which we hate the most.
I don't.
And then
I love
come...
being spat on.
Oh,
I love it. And I'm going to tell you, there's a clip that I saw of yours on Instagram. Spit is not lube. Don't spit on us. I think it's kinky. I really enjoy it. Like, I really enjoy being nasty with my guy.
Yes, I think majority of people, they don't like it. I mean, they like it. Majority, and then less people, they do like it.
Mm-hmm.
Majority, we don't. Because some guys, he's now coming and licking the cake. While he's licking, you are dripping and drizzling. You know, it goes to the bed. When he's done, you are wet everywhere.
Yes, but
like,
wet.
But Dini, if he's doing a good job, you are anyway going to be wet. So why If you're doing a good job, I'm going to be wet. You understand? It's the same as if you were kissing me very nicely, when we get to the chicken, you can just do the...
Not again, so what are you saying? You are saying they must not spit on it. And you're saying they must go slowly on the clitoris.
Yes.
And then by the end of sex, you mustn't be wet.
No, I must be wet. But I must be wet because my body is enjoying the guy. You understand? Not be wet because when you have put a lot of saliva. And another thing, to be fair and honest, if Dini, we put saliva and then we put it here, it tends to get dry very quickly. But if I'm the one who's wet, it's going to take longer.
This is true. This is true. Okay, well, I agree with some parts. I disagree with some parts. Mm-hmm. I enjoy, like, the nasty with my partner. I really enjoy, like sloppy everywhere, sloppy kisses. Let's just... And then I enjoy the cleanup after. You know, we bond differently over the sloppy cleanup and. So you go now, your demonstration. Why is it called a pocket pussy?
I know, but I was your first comment. Very careful.
What is that?
So this is a pocket pussy, now.
Yeah.
So this is like very basic.
Yeah.
Very, very basic. Corn is vibrator.
Oh, you can use a little extra sausage.
Others, you can. Sausage.
Yeah, so, sure.
Yeah, and you can take it
you
out.
Have to clean it.
Yeah, well, so you can use it in this cup thing or a keeper. But then again, it needs lube. Mm-hmm. I want a lena in a natural lubrication lena.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so this is a pocket pussy. So yeah. This is for gents. So the inside is a petula and nani bone.
Okay.
So the inside is ribbed. Yeah, well.
Oh, I see.
So my part has got these things. So when it's well lubricated. You can, instead of using your hand, you can just use this. Doesn't feel like the real
you
thing,
can put, no
but
problem.
it's very close. I tried. Yeah, but it's very close to the real thing.
Yeah.
For masturbation. About, and then,
I think all of them, right, can never compare to the real thing. But yeah. I mean, in the absence of the real thing, they really help to release the sexual urge.
Sure. Anything yeah. Doesn't have an issue with this.
Yeah.
What is the
same
issue?
As you masturbating. When you masturbating, you can literally control your hand. And get when you get the cake, the pussy, when the pussy is wet, you can't control it.
You can. That's why we do Kegels. You have to use your Kegel power during sex. Balls. No. That you can contract your vaginal walls together.
As a woman?
As a woman. No, as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And contract with the penis inside the vaginal canal. Mm. That's why we do Kegel exercises when there's no penis inside us, right? So you will be sitting, urinating, and then you don't let all the urine out, but you hold some.
You
count 3 seconds. You release. Then you hold some. Count 5 seconds. It helps because when it helps with the grip,
guys. Tell us more.
Yeah, because but not when it's now penetrative, right? And the man is inside you. You can grip and let go. You can grip and let go. And it comes from Kegel exercises. So even like what he does with his hand, your vagina can duplicate that just from doing Kegel exercises.
How do you know that?
That's why myself, even at the age of 39, guys, Mina, you can never compete with my grip.
Yes.
I'll tell you this for free. I know my grip because I exercise my vagina. You can go to Virgin Active all you want, but if you're not exercising your vagina, you're missing something super powerful.
Honey, I'm not. Tell me
you
how.
You have to exercise your vagina.
You know what else you can get?
Grip and release.
Sure.
Grip and release.
Sure.
And you need to get to long grips.
Can I get one of the guys we try it?
Yeah.
No, and you can actually even get Kegel balls. 100%. You know, they also help.
I have.
Yeah. So Mufaga one, they tighten your vaginal
muscles.
Yeah. Muscles, and I've got.
Yeah.
I tighten them, and it helps with urinary incontinence. Also, it helps with intensifying orgasm. So Kegels are like really proper.
The Kegels are. Can I tell you magic? Exercise your vagina, especially when you're urinating. Pass a little bit of urine. Hold, release.
Sure.
Hold, release.
100%.
100%. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we have a wand. Not all of them.
Most.
When I'm affected, I go to toilet. When I'm sitting at the counter, when I'm affected,
I've been around.
That's a wand. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a wand. Yeah. This is like one of the best sellers, and Jemma Toizin, like this was
under your honey bun brand,
and globally, I'd like to think, you know, because this was like the pioneer of sex toys.
But I think what made this sell super hot was Sex and the City.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
Sure,
show really marketed these things business. And then all of a sudden the sales went up. But once you try it, you know.
It will make sense. Why? So, in the 60s, 70s, you know those big sports massages?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sister will sign people. I'll be like, let me.
Actually.
Yeah, understand.
Dining.
And then it worked. So they come in different sizes. As a man, USB chargeable. Water resistant.
Beautiful.
And others are double ended. We can use this for the clit and then the other side for penetration.
Oh, really?
So these are really cute.
But I worry with penetration. Most of these sex toys are so hard, hey?
Mm.
And it doesn't feel like the real thing.
Sure.
So most of them, when you penetrate, hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
But at least like this one here.
This feels good. Yeah, this one really, has me aroused. I'm not gonna lie. I want this one.
Bring the one that suckies the clits.
The rose.
Oh, the rose. I love that one. Very too. Even a man's tongue is not like that. Oh.
That's nice. There's certain sex toys, I look at them and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to spend time with you.
Yeah, this is really good. So this is Solana. About the way it's curved, it hits the G-spot.
Yes.
And then outside part.
And I like this part. You can bend it actually also.
Yeah.
And my friend, can we be honest about the size? Dini, I thought you were going to ask this question. Does the size matter? The size does matter. If the size didn't matter, we wouldn't gossip about it. Mm-hmm. So I say to everyone who's going to watch this, if you know your size is small, size does matter. Buy this toy. Just ukuthube naye eceleni with your size. Mm. Some guys out there, they are good with technique.
Mm.
So some of us, we not get happy if you're like this.
Mm.
And then you don't refuse to use this the toy. So, you know?
So, what was the question?
Ask me.
You just dropped ama fact.
Exactly.
Amongst women in tennis kuluma. Mm-hmm. Do you think ama outer no kuluma?
Yes.
Do you think you guys are discussed ama size when?
Yes.
And then do you
the time.
Sure. But now, my biggest flop here is that abosisi kakhulu. I'm a complain, I'm a problem. So Mara, instead of helping aid a situation, you understand?
Can I be honest with you? This is my biggest gripe in society. Men will say, you've got a huge hole, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Women will say, you small dick, this, that, and the other. Guys, we need to stop that.
Mm.
We need to start having healthy conversations around size of vaginal canal. We need to have healthy conversation around size of penis. We need to help each other boost a sexual confidence and stop instilling sexual insecurities because sexual insecurities make us terrible people.
Mm.
But once you have a sexual confidence, you really enter a room and you enter a room peacefully.
Yes.
You know, you enter a room with consideration of the next person, not with judgment cast on the next person. So I really agree with you on that one.
No,
that we must...
Fair.
It's not fair. It's not
fair.
We're
not fair to each other.
Because what must a man do about a size that he was born with? He can't change that.
But also... No. But you also guys have to learn that if I have came or I'm so excited and I like you, and then my thing is wet... Don't go around saying, it was too big, it was too wet, she got too much water. Do you know how many women are using alamu, are using so many different things to make it tighter? Well, you don't need to make it tighter. If I'm wet already and I've came, and your thing is small, to upgrade you, don't say, I have a big pussy. I don't have a big thing. You know, you also don't have a small thing. Just even a technique, right? Mustn't get wet. Just grab a towel, wipe me, and then continue.
My chat is that chat shouldn't even be there because now, as it's been an hour, it's busy. Give up, not right. Give up, in your mind.
Hey!
So, as it's been an hour, and it's busy.
That's why mina ngithi those chats, guys, control your mouths when it comes to stuff like that. Like certain things are genetic. Certain people cannot control. You can't control the look of your labia. You understand? I can't control that I might be light in complexion and down south I might be super dark and it just looks shocking. Sometimes you're dark and then there you've got vitiligo and it's just there and it looks totally contrast. You can't control certain genetic things. So I think that with conversations around sexual organs, there's a level of maturity that needs to kick in how we address these matters because we're killing each other silently, hey?
True.
We're killing each other silently and we're creating this unspoken war between men and women, that really doesn't need to exist if you think
about
it. But
Dini, what can you say to an 18-year-old right now who's going to go and have the same experience that we had, but we couldn't talk about it?
I will say to any young person who is in their adolescent phase, teen to young adult, masturbate to the point where you have learned your technique and what makes you hot in bed so well that you can now share it with somebody else. Sure. Because what we first push is a narrative of, oh, use a condom, you're going to get pregnant, A, B, C, D, and E. But the conversation that should be happening is, get to know your body first. Understand your size, your capacity. Get to know what you can do with your tools before you go and share them with anybody else. And that's what I would say.
But Dini, you're forgetting that they also should know that it's different. There is a chicken, there is a duck. It looks almost the same, but it's not the same. What makes you come don't make me come. So if you are
that's
a guy,
why it's important to know yourself.
Yeah, exactly. If you are a guy and you like you're 18, you wanna start exploring. I'm not Dinewo, I'm not Sigelelo. Not Sigelelo is not Dinewo. Is you know, what makes you come doesn't make me come. So even if I play with myself and you come and play with me, don't think what made Dinewo come would make me come. So we're all different. So if a guy thinks, Oguti, what Dinewo did come when I was, you know, like, when you come to me, I need, you know?
So teach like, your partner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we speak teach about each it. Other.
In a healthy way.
Yes, in a healthy way. And that's where the whole communication thing comes in. Because if it was Otula, Aungcheli, and then Yagluma down there, Aumoshi mina.
Why are you saying your failure?
No, but it was Moshe. Job is an example. Lana. Kolotani kakekekeke.
Yes.
Kolotani te gentle. So much if you turn te gentle, Vumele mina yiti kakaka. Aulimazi mina, uslimaza wena. And you're not helping our relationship in any way. Because when, if you have a young jail with Tom, a little less pressure, guess what I'm going to do next time? Less pressure.
You both have products on the market.
Yes.
Honey Bun, I know you're on Instagram.
Sure.
Sex toys for sales, everyone. Do you have a website? Do they purchase online? How do people purchase these
they
toys?
Purchase on Twitter and on Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram, Honey Bun. HUNNYBUNN. I saw their page, ZA. Yes. It's so neat. It's so tasteful. You sell sex toys and pleasure just the way I like it served, tastefully. It's absolutely incredible.
I'll serve it for you
and
too.
You've got mbesu and other things that you're trading.
Yeah,
well.
I do. I have what is called Congo Dust. It's on the floor. Congo Dust is actually a product from, it's African product. And you apply it just on a manhood. You take just a small and then you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just put it on top of your thing. It's 170 rand. It makes you come longer. However, if you put it too much, it might not stand on that night. So it's very, exactly. It's very important. You just a little bit, but it will make you take longer.
Out here making our men's dicks numb.
If they put it too much, don't use it when you're too
not
drunk.
Not too much.
And then
just
you have
enough.
The tea. It's called Mulondo.
Mm-hmm.
And the tea, you only drink one tea bag 3 times a day. You will have many rounds as possible. Especially if you have umkaba, you know, you drive a tax, you drive a truck, you are too tired, you always sitting. Fair, umkaba, you guys are always tired. You drink this and then you have all many rounds. Umkaba, we are seeing that, you know? And you guys also are roping us because you put your hands in the bed. And then the only thing that is connected between me and you is this one and your thing. And then you are doing only this. I need you. Hold me there to hold me. No, because you have umkaba, you are thinking, I am going to be heavy.
So umbesu, we are going
to have. Umbesu will make you feel yourself and then you want to hold and then you want to do, you know? Not gear four. I always say gear one is important. You just do this. The good one. That's why if you are doing gear one, you are doing this inside.
Okay.
Not like you want to touch my intestine. Where are you going? Don't touch my intestine. You are in my cake. So you do the chicken one, small. And then that's when I'm going to give you the Undertaker look like.
Okay.
You know, not the ha, ha, ha. I got thin, guys. And then this one is for women. If your cake is coming out some yellow stuff, you know, it's not smelling good, you have menopause, it's actually a treatment. It's 10 tipex inside.
I also would advise if you have yellow discharge, and not so great smelling discharge, it's time also to see a doctor.
True.
And not to self-medicate because cookies are very sensitive.
Yes.
So as much as we may have the yonis and the teas and, but please, if anything starts smelling foul down south, see a doctor. So I see you brought a gift.
Is it for me or is it for Nontsikelelo?
I am so jealous.
I know.
I'm so jealous.
Is this for me? Oh, it's another sex toy added to the collection. I have a feeling it's the one that you want. I have a feeling it's the one that you want.
I hate you right
it
now.
It is the...
Dino, can I do it to you?
Oh, my... Oh my God, it's the rose.
Oh,
and I don't have a rose.
That's a cute toy.
It's so cute.
So that's...
It feels amazing. I feel attracted to it already. So these two are
me too.
Favorites.
I feel attracted to you and it.
Alrighty. So I'm going to give you feedback on this.
Yeah, no, let me know how it goes.
I am.
Water resistance. No more shower in the eye. Go a man's pants.
Yeah. Pants. Love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. Guys, thank you very much for tuning into this episode. But before we leave, just quickly off camera, you were telling me a story about a young obese guy that experienced his first pocket pussy.
Sure. Yeah.
Please go for it. Because I mean, I think guys need to hear more sexual confidence positive stories.
Sure,
think so.
Yeah. Actually, well, the chat we had earlier on about sensitivity towards each other. As far as so this brewer, he bought a toy, a pocket pussy. He came back to me on the page 2 months later.
Yeah.
Like, hey, dog, when I was on Sizeranjani, thank you so much. I'm obese. I don't leave my mother's house. I'm not cherry. I'm not focal. So thank you for Lento Lena. Made me feel good, okay. Gufila Ranchan, Uguba, you know, he can come, Ukraine, yabo. And anything see culture is a culture, Uti, esh, people with disabilities, nanani, Sabatlega, I learn a beggar, what, and they have, if you haven't reached the point where you're comfortable with who you are, and then Safira, and isn't this, you know, so I say sex sensitivity when it comes to Wantu's sexuality.
100%.
Super 100%. Important, you know?
And for that reason, I support Honey Bun. So you go check them out. And your Instagram handle is at Honey Bun Zede, right?
Honey Bun Zede.
Your Instagram handle is...
Cooking with Nonsi.
Cooking with Nonsi. And also you've got Cucumber Pot
yes,
on Facebook, right? Thank you so much. And YouTube. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Right? Guys, let's buy sex toys. There's nothing wrong with these things. These things are very harmless. It's yet another episode of... That's exactly what happens when we're masturbating. Thank you very much for tuning in. Love you loads. Mwah. Awe. 'Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fellow human beings, your sex tip today is being brought to you from arisestudios.co.za. Remember what I said the last time in the first episode? If you do want to have a podcast and you are hoping to do stuff that the rest of us on the Podcast and Chill Network are doing, contact Arise Studios. They are award-winning. They know exactly what they're doing. They'll set you up. Shop, shop, quick, fast. So check it out. Today's sex tip from Osomotona is very basic. No sex toys today. Communicate. Communicate with your partner. Communicate your desires with your partner. Communicate your needs with your partner. It builds sexual confidence versus driving sexual insecurity. So focus on communication and rebuild whatever might be breaking or dying in your relationship. You find... with communication, many things can be resolved, but without it, a lot of things can fall apart. Thank you very much. Happy drop.